Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Clearly, oncology nursing is a separate profession with its own set of skills and knowledge, and this education series is designed to provide insight into decision-making processes of medical oncologists and how new clinical research data sets are affecting these decisions every day. In breast cancer, it's been long recognized that the key to disease control, once a diagnosis has been made, is the use of adjuvant systemic therapy, which now is also a critical part of treatment for the other two common solid tumors, colorectal and lung cancer. In breast cancer, recent progress has been quite rapid, particularly in the arena of targeted biologic treatment with endocrine therapy, particularly aromatase inhibitors in postmenopausal women with estrogen receptor-positive tumors, and the more recent, very exciting demonstration of the value of the monoclonal antibody trastuzumab as adjuvant therapy of women with HER2-positive tumors. I met with Dr. John Mackey, one of the central clinical research figures in the major randomized clinical trials of both of these therapies, to explore in more depth how these two fascinating stories have evolved over the last 5 to 10 years. Dr. Mackey began by providing an overview.